What do you think has been the biggest difference for you guys today compared to the first outing or what were you able to do and then maybe spend all the time?
We made some adjustments throughout the week. Had some in-game adjustments today. I don't know if anyone noticed, I moved my hands up in the second inning. Just kind of felt more comfortable timing-wise, more on top of the baseball, quicker to the plate. And then stuff started to play up a little bit because of it. But I think just getting my feet under me a little bit, just getting that comfort level back and just kind of a mixture of things, but I'd say that'd be the biggest one, making the adjustment.
What was it that you identified as during the week that
made you? I was yanking off the ball my first outing, a lot of stuff missing arm side. Did a better job today, but still some of that showing. So just getting off the mound as much as I can, doing dry stuff as much as I can, just to get that comfort level. And timing synced up, and it's been helpful so far, so I'm going to continue to do that and hopefully have a better outing next time, too.
You mentioned last part, kind of working on the sliders. I think you threw it more than throwing it before.
Yeah, it was good. Christian did a great job behind the dish today, mixing pitches and mixing the curveball in as well. The slider definitely played today. You can tell probably a little bit. I don't want to say tired, but a little bit lethargic at the back end of my outing, and I started leaving stuff arm side and giving them too good of looks a little bit, but happy with it overall, and need to just continue to work on it, continue to get better.
The moving your hands up, is that just something that you kind of click with that somebody suggests?
Yeah, just me. I've always thrown my hands up there, and last year I moved my hands down because I wanted to, prevent getting picked and whatnot. Not that it's ever been really an issue, but ended up moving my hands back up last year and kind of went back down and got a lot better up this year. But now that, we're in the game and needing the leg time at home plate to be a certain speed, I felt like I just was rushing and not able to be myself. So just made that adjustment and continue to work on it.
Pitching matchup against someone great, does that even cross your mind?
Not really. I mean, someone mentioned that to me, and I didn't really think anything of it. Sonny's a beast, man. He's a great ball player. There's a reason, people talk about him, and I've heard he's a great guy and a great teammate as well. And, but I don't look too much against who I'm pitching. It could be Verlander, it could be Sonny Gray, it could be whoever. I'm not really facing those guys, or I'm not facing that pitcher, so I'm facing the nine guys who are the guys who are in the lineup. So those are the guys I'm more focused on.
Do you feel like chasing after the foul pop up there took anything out of you, I guess, for the last few pitches?
No. I feel like I'm in great condition personally, and I prepare every week to go nine, and whenever Cox takes the ball in my hand, that's when he takes the ball in my hand, and I, accept it and move on. But I'm disappointed I didn't catch that ball because it probably is a bit of a momentum change in the game, and that I don't throw those breaking balls. Probably give Polanco too good a look, and then didn't throw my best one there. Probably a little bit too good of a pitch, but he had seen a few at that point, and he's a great player, put a good swing on it, and there's not much I can do there. I got to make a better pitch, and if I look back, if I catch that ball, we're not in that situation, so it's on me.
What effect does it have? There have been some pretty strong pitching performances recently that sort of fallen victim to not allow scoring. What effect does that have on this?
Nothing major. I think as starters, we pride ourselves in this organization, especially in being able to go deep into the game. A lot of teams pull guys after five, and we want to be able to go five, six, seven, eight, hopefully nine one day. We know these guys are doing the work. We know they're putting in the extra time. The bats are going to be there, and we have no doubt. We have full trust in these guys, and just as they have trust in us, and know we're going to do our job and put up zeros when we need to, and unfortunately, it hasn't clicked, and we're in a little bit of a skid right here. But I have full confidence in this team. We're going to turn it around.